Hello and welcome to another EPL show on the eve of the start of the season. I don't even know when the season starts. When does it start? Saturday? Friday?
Saturday. We're putting this out next week, but it's Saturday.
So anyway, the season's started and everyone's pissed off already. Us, probably. But then we'll get on to that. With me, I've got Paul Cope and Neil Atkinson. And what I wanted to do today, I was sat in ours the other day and I was listening to the radio. And like was struck by this bit of information that come from the radio, so I was like, bloody hell. And then I read an article and was struck by that, and then ever since my brain's been working to combine the two. And here we are with this show. So I've got a hypothesis that I'm working on, and it doesn't make a lot of sense at this point, but I'm fairly sure by the end of the show we'll have a working hypothesis for why everyone relating to football's gone fucking berserk. So I'm going to start, yeah. I mean, the hypothesis, ultimately, I was listening to Six Music the other day, right? So straight up, I've nicked part of this from fucking Six Music, Lauren Levain's breakfast show, the Mats of Life. If anyone listened to it, it was great. If Lauren or the Dr. Sophie Scott or whatever her name is listening, you know, nice one, it's dead interesting. But have any of you heard of a parasite called Toxoplasma gondii, apart from in the agenda I've just sent you?
No.
Right. So this little parasite lives inside of a cat's gut, and its aim in life, like every parasite, is to regenerate and redevelop. And the only way it can do that is to find itself in more cat's guts. So it's gone about thinking of ways to get itself into other cat's guts from the cat's gut it's in. And that's a mad concept in itself, I think. I think that's mad. It's like buying a new house, except parasite, you've got no dough. So this parasite basically gets shit out by the cat and makes the cat's doings attractive to rats and mice. So rats and mice then go and have a yomp on it. And then they take over the rat's brain and the mice's brain, right, these parasites, and alter their behavior. So in effect, they change the behavior of the rats and mice. So they make them much less cautious in their behavior. The scientific studies, loads of scientific evidence that's proved this. This isn't me making this up. This is either a doctor who goes on Lauren Levain's radio breakfast show making it up, or she's speaking the truth.